Sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 19 kuNhlangula 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
makungayenzeka ukuthi inikeze lesi sikhundla sokuphatha ezangekhaya enhlanganweni efana le-Patriotic Alliance, ngibona angazathi abantu baseZimbabwe bazathwala nzima kakhulu.
Ugcotshwa umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa kwele South Africa abadabuka eZimbabwe bengelaqiniso lokuba bazaphathwa njani ngohulumende womanyano.
Sibuhlungu kakhulu thina abeZimbabwe National Aid Diaspora. La maya amaqembu asekhiphile imbiko bemkhalela bekhalela le muli yakhe. Njengoba sikhuluma kanje siyahlanganisa amakhanda ukuthi siyefika eGwazana.
Siyakhala intatheli izindaba kulandela ukubhubha komunye wabo uLusiyasini. Umthethwandaba kamantshi ulahla isicelo samalunga ebandla le-CCC abotshwe ngesonto esokuthi akhululwe. Sonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kuona lo umsakazo. Umkhokheli webandla le-African National Congress uMnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa usephinde wagcotshwa njalo ukuba ngumongameli wakwele South Africa emkhosini oqhutshelwe ePitoli namuhla. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe zithi zikhathazekile ngokungazi ukuthi zizaphathwa njani phansi kukahulumende womanyano ukhokhelwa ngumongameli Ramaphosa. UThuso Khumalo usethulela lolu daba esePitoli kwele South Africa.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngomunye wenkokheli zamazwe ebesemkhosini wokugcotshwa kukaRamaphosa emofisini kahulumende e-Union Buildings ePitoli. URamaphosa ukhokhela uhulumende womanyano obunje ngemva kokhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa kwele South Africa. Ibandla lakhe lehluleke ukuthola amavoti eneleyo obekuza kwenza ukuthi libumbe uhulumende lizimele. Libumbe uhulumende womanyano lele Democratic Alliance, Inkatha Freedom Party kanye le Patriotic Alliance. Uhulumende omutsha lo uselethe imibuzo ukwesaba longahlaliseki kuzalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala lokusebenza kwele South Africa. Lobanje abanye bekholwa ukuthi abantu bokuza bazaphathwa ngcono phansi kukahulumende omanyano. Abanye bathi balovalo ngoba phakathi kwalo umanyano zikhona inkokheli esezuveze kwacaca ukuthi azithakazeleli abantu bokuza. URamaphosa uthembise uZulu ukuba uzabusa ngemfanelo.
Those who seek to stand in our way, those who seek to inflame tensions in our country, will not succeed because South Africans are resolute. Because democracy lives in the hearts of all our people and shall never be dislodged.
Uhulumende wakhe ubeveza kungakenziwa ukhetho ukuba ngabathakazeleli abadabuka eZimbabwe abalamaphepha eZimbabwe exemption permits. Bebefuna ukuthi basuswe kulelo lizwe angaphelelwa isikhathi sokusebenza amaphemithi la. Kodwa lokhu kukhanya sokuvinjwa umthethwandaba we-Constitutional Court. Umgcinihlalo webandla le-Democratic Alliance elingxenye kahulumende womanyano unkosikazi Helen Zille usanda kutshela bezindaba ukuthi akavumelani lokho kusenziwa nguhulumende kaRamaphosa.
We believe that the
sikholwa ukuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezaphiwa amazephu kufanele ziphiwe ubuzalwane bakwele South Africa ngoba kudala belapha njalo sebenze okukhulu ekuthuthukiseni umnotho wethu
and to our economy.
Abanye bathi balovalo ngumkhokheli webandla le-Patriotic Alliance uMnumzana Gayton McKenzie, laye oyingxenye yalomanyano yena ofuna bonke abaselizweni ngongekho emthethweni bakhitshwe ngokuphangisa.
We work with anybody test that all we want is mabahambe What you agree with Madahambe?
Siza sebenza la loba ngubani ovumelana lathi ukuthi yabo kuza bonke abangela mvume ukuba kwele South Africa abahambe.
Madahambe and Kenny must be the Home Affairs Minister. Madahambe, once you don't come with that, don't waste your airtime calling us.
Bakhona njalo abakhathazeke ngenkulumo yomkhokheli webandla le Inkatha Freedom Party, umnumzana Velenkosini Hlabisa laye oyingxenye yalo umanyano.
The way the foreign nationals are being treated in South Africa.
Siyakhathazeka ngendlela uhulumende aphatha ngayo udaba lobantu bokuza njengoba besekelwa nje bengena santando elizweni emngceleni evuzayo.
Then they can't ensure that our borders are poor are not porous.
Zonke lezi nkulumo leziphakamiso ezivela uhulumende womanyano sekulethe ukukhathazeka kuzalwane zeZimbabwe. Umgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-Phoenix Foundation umnumzana Dumisani Leya uthi bamadolo nzima.
Abantu ababuya elizweni laseZimbabwe ngicabanga ukuthi abasoze bebe besaphephile. Makungayenzeka ukuthi inikeze lesi sikhundla sokuphatha ezangekhaya enhlanganweni efana le-Patriotic Alliance, ngibona angazathi abantu baseZimbabwe bazathwala nzima kakhulu.
Umgcinihlalo weZimbabwe Progressive Foundation umnumzana Lance Mlilo laye uthi besaba uMakhenzi.
Wathi akabadingi abantu beZimbabwe, udinga iministry ye-Home Affairs liyamasosha liyamapholisa, okuyiyo ke eyiyo fanele ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa izophusha kakhulu abantu beZimbabwe. Sizobona kusenzeka i-mass deportation abantu bokuza, especially abantu beZimbabwe, ibona engicabanga ukuthi bathagethwe kakhulu.
Kodwa ngigqwetha lezamalungelo umnumzana Vusumuzi Sibanda uthi luhulumende ufanele alalele okutshiwo unkosikazi Helen Zille kudaba lwamaphemithi e-ZEP aphiwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe.
Uma ngibhekile ngibona sengathi nje cha okubalulekile ukuthi uhulumende omusha singamkhuthaza ukuthi abantu be-ZEP kabanikeze ubuhlali ibe indaba ephelile ivaliwe ngoba yilokho okwenziwa nase-Angola, ngoba uma kungenjalo kuzobuka sengathi umthetho usebenza ngokungafaniyo phakathi kwabantu abakwi mezifanayo.
Kukhangelela ukuthi uMongameli Ramaphosa akhethe amalunga edale labaphathi ntambo okulinyathelo elizacacisa loba abakumanye amazwe bazaphiwa amaphepha okuba selizweni ngokusemthethweni kumbe bazadudulwa. Mele Studio 7 ePretoria kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Ukusenjalo sesilokhe sikudaba oluphathelanelo le South Africa. Abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala khona le bathakazelele ukwethulwa ngumthethwandaba izolo iConstitutional Court olahle isicelo sikahulumende sokuzama ukuguqula isinqumo sePretoria High Court esakubeka sobala ukuthi akukho emthethweni ukuvalwa kohlelo lwamaphepha eZimbabwe exemption permits. IPretoria High Court yethula nyakenye isinqumo lesi ngohlangula, kodwa uhulumende wathi kahambelani laso. Abakunhlanganiso ye-Helen Suzman Foundation abaphikisa okwenziwa nguhulumende owaphanyeka udaba lolu emthethwandaba bathakazelela ukwethulwe i-Constitutional Court. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa lomnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi oyinhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa.
Inkantolo zonke zilokhu eziqhuba nje imeseji eyodwa ukuthi into eyenzakalayo yinto esiphalisa igunya labanye. So ama-rights abantu ababethole ama-permit previously abesencindezelwe. So kuyakhanya mpela ukuthi ne-Constitutional Court ifaka mpela isinqumo esifanayo.
Ye, nxa sokunjalo ke abadabuka eZimbabwe sokumele benzeni? Uyakhumbula ukuthi kwenziwa isinqumo lesiyana ukuthi kumele kodwa belokhu belungisa amaphepha abo khona?
Kufanele kudala vele abantu sibacela sijaba aplayela ama-waiver. Naye nje uminista nakhona challenge le decision ube uyikuthi uyakuvuma ukuthi uzanika abantu ama-waiver ukuze ku-waive ama-requirements la behluleka ukwenelisa. Uminista yena into akhala ngayo ukuthi le nto i-temporary ayeke ikwazi ukuhlala ikhubeka lokhu i-temporary. So ngathi kukhuthana nje thizana okusokusenzakala ngenxa yokuthi sokusetshenziswa ama-court, kodwa ke yena uyakuvuma ukuthi abantu aba-applyela ama-waiver abese banika ama waiver bese bekwazi ukuapplyela ama mainstream permit ukuze beye ku mainstream system bangabi ku temporary system edinga ukuthi injalo nje cabinet ihlale phansi.
Ye kodwa abantu bayakwenza yini khona go mkwananzi kumbe sebezihlalele nje imbele linkantolo sonke isikhathi
ayi ebhadi ke inhlahlembi yesibili abakwenzi abantu abaningi yebo vele bakhona sebekwenza kodwa la manje lokho sisithola umuntu afone ebuza ukuthi kanti mkwananzi sekwavalwa yini uthola ukuthi akula muntu olalelayo uma sicela sithi aplayelani phela ama waiver ngoba bakwenza kube nzima even mase kuyi negotiation ngoba kuyathi hayi abantu bakini abafuni ukuapplyela ama documents so abantu baningi abalokho bengaka apply la manje lokho kuyikuthi uyezwa lo lalowe ngone buza ngathi abajahanga nje bazihlalela
lo umnumzana Bongani Maswi Mkhwananzi obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko kokuhlanganiswa eZimbabwe community in South Africa obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 ese Johannesburg. Ziyakhala intathela izindaba ezikunhlanganiso abakunhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye labanye abazi intathela izindaba iStudio 7 uLucy Yasine obhubhe ngomvulo. ULucy obele sifo semvukuzane wake wasebenza eZBC leSABC engakaqhatshwa ngumsakazo weStudio 7. Umnumzana Njabulo Ncube okunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Editors Forum ngomunye abakhala ngokutshona kukaLucy yena owake wasebenzisa igama elithi Mavis Gama.
Sibuhlungu kakhulu thina abeZimbabwe National Editors Forum. La maya amaqembu asekhiphile umbiko bemkhalela bekhalela le muli yakhe. Njengoba sikhuluma kanje siyahlanganisa amakhanda ukuthi siyefika eGwazana lapha abehlala khona. Simelele ukuthi sizwe ukuthi abantwana ade bengaphandle kwelizwe sebefikile umsebenzi wokuqutshwa.
Ye, ngixhasa sikhangela ke uLucy lapha siyakwazi ukuthi uLucy wenze kakhulu. Njengomuntu wesifazana singathi ke isimo sabo sabesifazana sinjani khonapho ke ngamabushane babancu?
Isimo besihlupha kakhulu. Ngikhunjuzwa ngompitsha wakhe oyiwo ebengikhuluma ngayo izolo labakhulu bama-journalist ama-editors. Engiyi-describe ngesikhiwa ngathi this was an iconic picture. Picture umfanekiso wakhe lwana ebemthatha echaywa ngamapholisa eHarare. Yiwo umfanekiso onilokhu engihlezi lawo la kathi sikhuluma nje kanje ngoba that's an iconic picture. Ube ngomunye abalutshwana omama abazintatheli zindaba engibaziyo ukuthiwe khona bachaywa ngamapholisa eZimbabwe Republic Police. Ufakazi ubukhona imfanekiso yakhona ikhona ngiyayibona lokho ihamba iyaphuma ku-social media. Ube ngumuntu ehlukene labanye omama ngoba ube lesibindi. Umfanekiso lwana ophumayo ngiyathemba ubonile uyatshengisela isibindi abelaso lokuthakazelela umsebenzi wakhe. Balutshwana tatheli zindaba ezibomama ebezisenza umsebenzi oyenziwe ngusisi uLucy. Ngilokuthaba njalo ukuthi ngibonile amaqembu aphikisanayo lawa abepolitics bekhipha ama-statements bekhuluma ngomsebenzi omuhle abewenza.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Njabulo Ncube okunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Editors Forum obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseHarare. Umthethwandaba kamantshi eHarare lamhla ulahle isicelo samalunga ebandla le-CCC abotshwe ngesonto esokuthi akhululwe ngoba ehlale esitokisini okwamalanga edlula amabili okungekho emthethweni. Umantshi unkosazana Ruth Moyo uthe lokhu akusoqiniso. Omunye wamagqwetha amela ababotshiweyo umnumzana Tinashe Tinofukuthwa utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi sebecele ukuthi umantshi abanikeze izizathu ezilotshwe phansi ngalokhu. Uthi baphinde bakhonona ngendlela abantu laba ababotshwe ngayo ukuhlukuluzwa lokutshaywa kwabo. Uthi bazaqhubeka kusasa ngesicelo sabo sokuthi behlolwe ngodokotela njalo bakhululwe ngemali yesibambiso eyebail. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa lo mnumzana Ngqobani sithole ingcwethi ecubungula ezemithetho.
There are conflicting judgments entweni enjalo. constitution ithi yona akumelanga uhlale more than 48 hours esitokisini. That excludes Sunday and holidays. Because Saturday is a court day. It's released from custody, not a release from facing ama charges. So abantu labana kade kumele ba release baba proceed by way of summons. Kodwa uJustice Mabhika kwenye ikhesi nxa uzakhumbula eyomnye umsotha owabulala omnye umgqwetha owayesegweru. Wathi yena i-release umuntu angahlala estokisini more than 48 hours akutsho ukuthi kumele a-release. Kuyabe kusitsho ukuthi umuntu lo can claim ama-damages of unlawful detention. Leyi eyokuthi kumele uclaime ama-damages hayi angihambelani layo. Nakhambelana leyo ukuthi you have to be released immediately.
Ukubotshwa kwabo kwakusemthethweni yini?
Nxa sesikhangele ukuthi abantu abasemzini e-private home babotshwe njalo ngendlela engibona ngani babotshwe ngayo ku-social media, into esibisele emuva kakhulu. Actually kuyayangisa ukuthi in the 21st century.
Kodwa kwakufanele becele imvumo yini?
Church. If it's a private, place dealing with their own internal issues, I won't get a home for Nagalai. Then it will take you out of Konoku, put the woman over to Nagalai info.
Inani gay, my inani lipezul.
Regardless of Inan, it's about a meeting because in meetings, another 100, Kuruma into a private about our own thing. It's not, the public does not have access to it. So that's the mischief.
Amagqwetha abo athi bachayiwe abanye babonakala beqhula.
Kufuze bahambe esibhedlela bayebonwa ngudokotela ozanikeza determine lama degrees of injury. After investigation they can sue the state. I-challenge esilayo is that eZimbabwe, which is different from South Africa. In South Africa there is an independent body that investigates amapolice. IZimbabwe service expect ukuthi amapolice ayiwachayileyo as investigate azithole elecala. You can imagine what will come out.
Lo umnumzana Ngqovani sithole ingcwethi ecubungula ezemithetho obekhuluma le Studio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Wezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba umkhokheli wakwele Russia umnumzana Vladimir Putin uselobalane izivumelwano ezimbalwa. Lo wakhe omunye owe-North Korea uKim Jong-un ezigoqela ezomvikela ukuthengiselana impahla etshiyeneyo lokunye. Uhlangothi olubona ngelungelo loluntu olwe-United Nations Human Rights Office luthi ele-Israel lephule imithetho yokuhlasela izitha kulandela ukubomba kwalo ezinye izakhiwo eGaza okubulawa abantu abafika amakhulu amabili 200. Luthi ele-Israel lahlasela mahlayana izikolo, izindlu zabantu, umkambo kanye lendawo yezipepheli kusukela nyakenye. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Kweziphathelane leMelika.
Saka 19 Hlangula elemelika lilekhefu eleziwa ngokuthi yi-June 10th okulusuku lapho kwamiswa khona ubugqili kuleli lizwe ngomnyaka ka-1865. Kumkhankaso walonyaka okhetho lukamongameli welemelika bonke uJoe Biden noDonald Trump badinga usekelo lwabansundu ngalolu suku. Intatheli zindaba ye-VOA Scott Stearns usipha lolu daba eliluqoqelwe yimi uDaba Kancube oweStudio 7. Umongameli Joe Biden uphathe umkhosi wokuhlabela kunanzwa ikhefu le-June 10th esikodlweni se-White House.
Our history is not just about the past, it's about our present and our future.
Imbali yethu ayigxilanga endulo kuphela, ikhangela njalo namhla lakusasa. Ikusasa leMelika ngelomuntu wonke hatshi abalutshwane.
UBiden uthe aphikisana labo kwezombusazwe bazama ukuguqula imbali yelizwe.
Izipho zakudala ezizama ukubisela emuva bavimba inkululeko yenu besenza kube nzima ukuthi abansundu bevote kumbe ukuthi ivoti yabo ilethe umahluko. Bavimba amathuba, behlasela ukuthiyana kwabantu lokuphatheka kwabo.
Umkhankaso kaDonald Trump wabumba iqembu labansundu elimsekelayo eleBlack Americans for Trump ngomgqibelo ngesikhathi ezama ukufinyelela abansundu kwenye inkonzo yeMichigan.
It's a very important area for us. We've done more for, and I say this, I say it proudly.
Indawo eqakathekileyo kithi. Sesenze okuningi, ngiyaziqhenya ngalokhu, ngoba sesithuthukise abansundu ukwedlula abakhokheli bonke babuya ngemva kwa-Abraham Lincoln. Ngumbiko omkhulu lowo.
Uthe abavoti abansundu balahlekelwa imisebenzi ngenxa yalabo athe ngabokuza abangekho emthethweni abayizigidi lezigidi.
Every state is a border state, you've heard that.
Isigaba sinye ngasinye silomngcele, lakuzwa lokhu, kodwa bayangena endaweni zenu njalo bathatha imisebenzi yenu, kuphambanisa abansundu beMelika kanye lobuhlobo lweSpanish.
UTrump uthi izigaba zabansundu zilinyazwa ikwanda kobugebengu phansi kukaBiden.
The crime is most rampant right here and in African American communities, and more people see me and they say, sir, we want protection.
Udalo kwamacala kuvame kakhulu lapha lakwezinye izigaba zabansundu. Abanenxa ihlangano lami bathi badinga ukuvikelwa. Sifuna amapolisa asivikele. Asifuna ukujontshelwa, ukutshaywa kumbe ubulawa ngoba sifuna ukukhululeka ukuhamba emgwaqweni sisiyathenga isinkwa.
Imbiko yohlangothi lwe-FBI iveza ukuthi inani lamacala odlakela lehlile elizweni kugoqela emadolobheni amancane kanye lamakhulu. UBiden uthi abavoti abansundu yibo abenza wakhethwa kukhetho olwedluleyo njalo udinga usizo lwabo njalo.
As Black Americans voted, Kamala and I are President and Vice President of the United States because of you.
Ngenxa yokuvota kwabansundu beMelika, mina loKamala singumongameli lomsekeli kamongameli weMelika. Kungenxa yenu lokhu, alisilo haba ngoba lavota. UDonald Trump ngowaye ngumongameli unqotshiweyo njalo ngevoti lenu kumnyaka ka-2024 zawenza ukuthi uDonald Trump anqotshwe njalo.
Kukhetho olwedluleyo abavoti abansundu abayisilinganiso sokuyisitshiyangalombili ekhulwini kuphela bakhetha uTrump. Ucwaningo lwePew Research Polling luthi umkhankaso walonyaka uveza ukuthi abavoti abansundu abayisilinganiso sokulitshumi lasitshiyangalombili ekhulwini 18% basekela uTrump, okulinani elilakho ukuletha umahluko ezigabeni ezingathathi icele ezigoqela iMichigan. Udaba lolu luqoqwe ngoScott Stearns, intatheli izindaba ye-VOA, lalwethulelwa yimi uDaba Kangcube oweStudio 7.
Kusigaba sabadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe, namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Alphos Fuyana odabuka eKezi osebenza kwele South Africa. Uxoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7.
Ufuna lijaha nje elizikhulela emaphandleni, elithanda isiko, elithanda into zomdabu, elithanda abantu bakubo abesintwini esindebeleni, elithanda futhi ngathi ukukhuphula nje isizwe labo kuhlangene khona abantu bakithi, noma ngezemidlalo, noma ngezokuloba izingwalo, noma ngezokuzithuthukisa ezabelweni lami ngithola khona, kungakhathelekile ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabe Kezi kumbe la ngizalwa khona kumbe ngabe Plumtree kumbe ngabe ngaphi, esonke ngabantu bakithi befuna ingqubekela phambili ngibani ngizibandakanya la.
Singathi ke kuyini okwenzela uzulu wena ngokwakho sibona ukuthi lapha abantu nyabazama lapha.
Esengikwenzile kakhulu ebantwini ukuthi ngibavuselele ugqozi lokuthanda isizwe sabo, ngibavuselele futhi ukuthi bangameli ukuthi uhulumeni kube nguye obasizayo, lo wabekuphi komhlaba, lo wabakhona apha eGoli South Africa, lo wabase ekhaya le komthwakazi eZimbabwe, uthi uma ukuthi kunesikole esakhiwayo abavuke bazenzele into yabo nala eGoli futhi sibenzele abe nama communities abangaphila ngaphansi kwawo, ukuthi noma sebenezinkinga bakwazi ukuthi hayi sizathinta uzibani lobani nathinta ubani lobani sithole isisombululo kule enkingeni esilazo.
Nxa sisikhangela khonokho-ke yokhuluma ngakho ukuthi uyancedisa izakhamizi uncedisa abantu kuyinokubambekayo sifile singathi lapha kwakutshaya sibele kuzo
ekuvuseleleni isiko lakithi lapha eGoli sabandakanya kudala nabo baba uGumede labo baba uNgqakutho Mabhena sihambela abantu futhi siyohlangana namakhosi esizwe sala eSouth Africa ekukakhuluma ngabe kuhlanganiswe sokuphakama inzondo yezinokubhiya sihamba silamulela abantu singena emahostel sihlangana nenduna eziphethona lawo amabutho abe evusa udlame emphakathini noma emalokishini okufana nakubo district siye siye futhi uma izinokubhiya sivukile sibe futhi sihambe siyohlangana namakhosi omdabu akhona beSouth Africa ngoba sinanzelela ukuthi isizwe sakithi samaNdebele sino mo usitresa usiyemuva sadabuka khona apha sokuba lula ukuthi amakhosi lawo asizwisise mase sikhuluma ukuthi hayi phela lapha silahlekile kodwa nampa abantu abenu bayasitshaya bayasibhonya cela lisivikele siye langale ngakithi ekhaya kwathiwa amabholoko laphana esigabeni esingaphansi kwenduna uFuyana ingwemnyama kamzilikazi uFuyana ekwakhena amabholoko besiqhuquzela izakhamizi ukuthi abantu abakhiphe izimali bekhona apha eGoli kwakhiwa ibholoko laphana edamu lakonabani kwathiwa futhi amanye amabholoko ngaphesheya ngaphansi kwenduna uNyanga zonke endaweni othiwa kusemalindi besibaqhuquzela abantu laphana nekwakheni kwamaklinikhi khona ezamanyoni kwakho iklinikhi siyabaqhuquzela abantu njalo kuzogujwa le damu lizogijwa kukhitshwe imihlabathi so ngathi entweni nje ezengqubekela phambili nokuthi abantu bakithi babe nobumbano.
Lo mnumzana Alphonse Fuyana odabuka eKezi osebenza kwele South Africa obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 eseJohannesburg. Soko isikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu lina balaleli be Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge WhatsApp.
Studio 7. Siyabingelela kubasakazi bonke labalaleli be Studio 7. Lo okhulumayo ngumandla uForce Gaimithe Lukala. Mina bengicela nje ukudlulisa nje imessage yami ukuthi yefika lapha kupresident wakithi Mnangagwa ukuthi njengoba ubonile ukhetho leSouth Africa ukuthi luhambe njani besicela kuye nangokuzayo ukuthi uma kwenziwa ukhetho ehambise njengokuba uhambile la eSouth Africa sizange sibone thina lana kusiba nemikhuba yasekhaya lapha icela ukuthi ahloniphe amalungelo abantu lalolu khetho elizabe selukhona icela ukuthi abantu bevote ngokukhululekileyo.
Salibonani, injani, lonke ngezindawo ngezindawo okhulumayo nguCornelius wakwaNcube enkaya esihlengeni uDambu Chabuza ogatsha kuphi umfana omfitshane omnyama okuhlala ngisendaweni yaseGoli ngapha. Thanda ukubingelela bonke abantu nje izihlobo zami umama wami ngiqala nje ngomama wami kakhulu uMamsendo luphahla ngiyambingelela mambano ngithi unjani lapha esihlengeni bingelela umntanami uMinenhle uMasidambe ulaphana enkayi bingelela uThandeka uMachabuza laphana ndani yaseGoli eyuveli bingelele nje wonke umuntu nje ngiyalibingelela lonke ngifisela impilo ende ngithi asiqhubekeni sikhuleke konke kuzoze kube right.
Salibonani Studio 7 ayayaya thina sesiluphalele eGoli kade sabuye eGoli sesila ma 60 something years azilungi izinto ukwathe kuzingalungi nomnankagwa lowo noma uthaya ngathethiswa samthethisa thina sibili sifele eGoli sifuna ukuhamba siyehlala phansi emakhaya thina sesiyine ukuthi sisebenze ebalungwini kade sasebenza sikhathele umnankagwa lowo akalungisa ilizwe leli igama lami nguDorothy Ndlela yimi engikhulumayo lapha.
Linjani balandeli beStudio 7 gama ayanda Ngulube ngibuyelwa Gweru ngikhuluma South Africa. Uhulumende wezanpf kakayenza iplan ngoba izifuyo yibhenki yethu eZimbabwe akula mabhenki sithembele ezifuyeni ngathi sinje siseSouth Africa zibuhlungu ngesigameko lesi esenzakalayo. Ngiyabonga
Studio 7 kuncedo salifuna kakhulu ngapha eZimbabwe la indlala isithali senzima le government yethu ayibusi kahle lapha siyalamba amatshizulu alinanga. Sicela utshintsho kube notshintsho lapha kutshintshwe lapha kutholakale umuntu osesindebeleni kumbe osesikhalangeni ongabusile izwe leli siyalamba lo mbuso wakhona noma sihamba uyesaba ukuthi kona ukhuluma ukuthi wona ungwayiphi iphathi sovuza ucatsha. So igama nguJohn Mbisi.
Labo ke ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Lani lakho kusithumela eyenu imbono kunombolo ezithi +12024650318. Nxa njalo lifuna ukuthunyelwa inhlelo zethu ngeWhatsApp, fakani isicelo kunombolo zona lezo ezithi 202 4650318. Ngu live talk lamhla ke sixoxa ngokugcotshwa kukamongameli Cyril Ramaphosa weSouth Africa. Silugqiba lapha-ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa iyi nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.